You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jordan Lindsay, the CEO and founder of Bitcoin Growth Bot that trades Bitcoin in the foreign exchange markets with an automated third-party verified algorithm. Mr. Lindsay, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to sit down and talk with you and with your viewers.
And you're more than welcome, Jordan. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell us, how did you get your idea or concept for this business?
You know, Eric, I've been involved in the financial markets for a very long time. 18 years ago, I began my journey. And at that time, I was reading everything I get my hands on and learning from as many people as possible. After a while, I came to a point where I was the innovator. I was the one trying new things and leading the way. But I always kept yearning to learn and grow. And since my niche was the foreign exchange markets, I had heard about Bitcoin early on, but I didn't think too much of it, actually. That's until the summer of 2016 when Bitcoin was trading at about $550. And this time I began learning as much as I could about Bitcoin and blockchain technology, watching documentaries, reading books. And before I knew it, price was up to $800 before I bought my first Bitcoin. And fast forward a year later and several years of development, I had finished coding my algorithm for trading in the foreign exchange markets. It was a huge success, but at the end of the day, no matter how great double-digit returns are yearly, it's going to take you a while to create substantial wealth like that. But that's when I had the idea, and Eric, it was by creating my own native token, cryptocurrency, I could create demand for this token by the utility of the token being able to access the algorithm through the token, you know, the age-old law of supply and demand. And with a low circulating supply of this token, which I named Nucleus, and constant demand for it because of its utility to access the bot, it would appreciate greatly in value. And that was the business. It was taking something really good, the algorithm, and then making it great through some creativity.
And you've certainly accomplished that. Well done. Now, what is one habit of yours that makes you more productive as an entrepreneur? Kind of shifting gears here a little.
Yeah. So, you know, I would definitely consider myself an entrepreneur. And one of the most, we have to look at our habits. And it's important to know your strengths and your weaknesses. You can know thyself. For example, my strengths, I'm good at planning and staying focused. But my weakness, it's difficult for me to get back in the zone if I take an extended break, especially if that break includes eating a big meal. So here's how I put together my strengths and weaknesses in order to create a habit that makes me much more productive. At some time during the evening, I mentally prepare what tasks need to be done and prioritize them. The following morning, I get an early start. I know I work really well in the morning, and I'm super productive. Knowing that if I take an extended break, it's difficult for me to get back into the swing of things. I don't take a break at all until about 11, 11:30 in the morning. It's about 3 to 4 hours of straight work, and the first break I take is only about 5-10 minutes. You know, do some movement, get a cup of coffee. Every once in a while, at that point, I'll take a shower, clear my head, and brainstorm. But most of the time, it's a 5 or 10 minute break to get something light to eat or get a cup of coffee. And then I get back to it, usually work until about 2:30. And at this point, I need a break. I need to do something physical, go for a run, ride a bike, something. And this break is long, an hour or more. After working straight through the day until this point, it's important for me to take a little bit of a break and do something physical. Then when I come back, I can answer some emails, set up whatever appointments are needed, and tie up some loose ends. But by working hard and long until the afternoon, I'm able to maximize my strength and minimize my weakness. And that helps me be much more productive.
And certainly appreciate your sharing that on a personal note. Most helpful and appreciated. Now, what is one strategy that has helped you grow your business?
That's an interesting question. Developing a community that supports the project, that is the backbone of the project by involving them in the creative process, that has been the most helpful thing I could think of recently in growing my business. The key is to involve the users of your product or platform in order to get them invested, personally invested, as well as receive invaluable feedback for them to help grow your business. For example, what I did was I started a Telegram group, and each day I would check in with the community and discuss the current platform development with them. And once people began to see that they had direct access to the founder and that I was open to their insight and follow through on certain ideas brought up by the community, what I found out was they gave even more of themselves to help make the product a success. I think having your own tribe that's truly invested in your platform, your community is essential. And to create that, you have to be a part of it and give yourself to it.
And I couldn't agree more. Today, we're joined by Mr. Jordan Lindsay, the CEO and founder of Bitcoin Growth Bot, that trades Bitcoin in the foreign exchange markets with an automated third-party verified algorithm, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Jordan, to what do you attribute your success to so far?
Eric, you know, I would have to say a lot of hard work and some luck. But, you know, and I am serious about that, right? But I think really it's by placing God in the first place in my life and making my marriage and family the most important priority. Because you have to have your priorities straight. Life is what you make of it. And you have to be willing to give everything of yourself in order to succeed. And what better way to give of yourself than if you're doing it for others, those that you care and love most? I've always been open-minded to new ideas and willing to learn. And that has been really helpful because you have to learn to think for yourself. Otherwise, you will have no creativity. I've also have learned about every aspect of my business, from management to analytics, sales, advertising. I taught myself how to code and design. And if you're knowledgeable about all aspects of your business to a certain degree, you can then put the best people in place for those positions later on. So as far as what I attribute to my success, I mean, a lot of hard work, never giving up.
Now, you shared some great stuff here today, and we can't thank you enough. Some added bonus there on that response. Now, lastly, if you had one piece of advice, adding on to everything else you've shared that's just been great, one piece of advice to someone just starting out or has a business idea that they'd like to bring to market, what would that be?
You know, if I was talking to one of my children and I was giving them some advice, you know, as they were getting ready to start their first business, I would tell them that, you know, above everything, you have to believe in yourself and not give up. To always stay hungry and always be learning. And learn from the youth, not from those who are stagnant. To be successful in anything takes a lot of hard work and dedication. You have to learn and teach yourself to be disciplined. And again, never give up. Do not be afraid to take risks or to make mistakes. You know, Eric, I've learned that some of my greatest failures have led to my greatest successes. And the thing is that you only need to be right once. So do not be afraid to take chances or make mistakes. You don't have to release your product when it's perfect. You have to get your product out there and learn what the market is saying about it in order to improve it. And when you're at your lowest point and success seems out of reach and everyone around you is telling you to give up, do not listen to them. Believe in yourself and create the future you desire.
Jordan, outstanding, and it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today, and we wish you nothing but the best and continued success. Tell us where our listeners can get further information on Bitcoin Growth Bot online and how they could get started today.
You know, like I mentioned earlier in the interview, we have a wonderful community. It's really supportive, informative. Everyone is interacting and helping each other. And if you go to my website, www.bitcoingrowthbot.io, On that page, you'll see a link at the bottom, how to join the Telegram group. And from there, you'll be able to, first of all, join a community that's going to help you and teach you and inform you. And there you can learn all about the project and join us.
Jordan, it sounds good. And again, thanks for joining us here today, for all the information shared here, inspirational and most helpful in every regard. And we really do appreciate it.
All right. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
And God bless you as well, and thanks so much. We've been speaking with Jordan Lindsay, the CEO and founder of Bitcoin Growth Bot, that trades Bitcoin in the foreign exchange markets with an automated third-party verified algorithm. And to learn more and to get started today, visit bitcoingrowthbot.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.